All right, let's go out to our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. He's now a daily guest from Peoria, Arizona. Sammy Spring Training, Sam Levitt, back with us here on 97.3 The Fan. And a little audio that has sent Padres fans, Sammy, into a tizzy this morning from Manny Machado.
Yeah, and I understand why that's the case, and I had a feeling once I heard what Manny had to say, and I knew it was going to hit Twitter, and we would tweet out the video. I had a feeling that that it would create a bit of a stir. I don't know about you guys, but you know, I don't think any of it is all that surprising. I really don't think that anything Manny said was necessarily groundbreaking.
Nope.
I mean, it's something that we've all expected. He just, I think, for the first time, really came out and said that he plans to opt out. Now, when you even think about potential contract negotiations, I mean, of course he's going to say that, right? So I understand. Look, he's a terrific player. He means so much to this organization. And, you know, the idea of Manny not being here beyond this season is a really hard thing to think about. But I would caution everybody to just remember that doesn't mean he's not going to be here beyond this season. It just means that the Padres and Manny have some work to do as far as figuring out you know, what the next step is, and you know, we'll see. I mean, look, there's been reporting that, you know, they've had communications about, you know, a potential extension, and you know, and Manny at FanFest talked about his openness to discussing that. So I understand it. I understand the stir, but you know, I don't think anything that he said today was all that surprising. I think it's pretty much in line with what you would think would happen in this scenario entering the season.
It's funny, though. You're right. We've been saying it for weeks and months and everything else. And, you know, your hope is in the off season before spring training starts. You know, all of our hope was, no, they'll bang this thing out. You know, Peter and AJ will fly down to Miami, or they'll go over to Coronado and sit down over dinner, and they'll bang out an extension. And, you know, this will not be a problem or a distraction or any of the sports radio tropes that you're going to hear over the next couple of months, Sammy. I'll be honest with you, as a massive Manny stan, it was hard to hear, to actually hear, yeah, I'm planning on opting out. You're like, whew, all right. I knew you were going to say it. I knew you were.
Wouldn't it probably be worse, though, if Manny was saying, you know, I haven't decided.
Yeah.
100%. I haven't made up my mind yet, so you're kind of in a no man's
land. You know what he does?
Land?
He throws, what he does right there with that statement, he takes the ball out of his court. He just throws it in the court of A.J. Preller. It's right. Here. It's your ball now,
pal. At least
now,
the Padres
pal.
Know. Okay.
At least they know.
Right. We need to get working on this with some urgency, because we know what he's going to do with 100% certainty.
And the other part of this, guys, and Manny was asked about the contracts that went out to different players this offseason, the big contracts, you know, to Aaron Judge and Trey Turner, and the list goes on and on. I mean, guys, he said it twice. He said a lot of money out there. He said that twice. He's right. He's right. We've talked about this before. I know you guys have talked about it. You look at the contracts that were given out this offseason. You look at the player man he is, the age he is. He's shown a desire that he wants to play for a long time. There is a lot of money out there, whether it's eventually going to come from the Padres or somewhere else. So, again, I just think in the totality, you look at the situation and you think about it, and I wasn't all that surprised to hear him say that. But I do understand from the emotional standpoint for the fan base, I do understand why actually hearing him say it, you know, is not the greatest way to start your Friday morning. I of course understand that, but you know, look, I don't have any additional inside knowledge or insight on it, but I'm sure, as it has been reported on, that conversations are ongoing, and you know, let's see what plays out, and we've got a very exciting long season ahead before we really have to worry about it.
If you want some actually surprising Padres news from this morning, I would venture to say that the more surprising story is the news that Ethan Salas, 16-year-old Ethan Salas,
yes,
is going to be brought up to the big league camp, at least enough that he's going to actually play in some Cactus League games with big leaguers, actual San Diego Padres at the age of 16.
It's unreal. It's like reverse fantasy camp. It's just insane.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable, and I'm really looking forward to watching him play and seeing what he can do. Again, I don't think it's all that surprising. Well, maybe it's a little surprising, but at the same time, not, because of the type of prospect he is, what we heard about him from the Padres, from Chris Kemp that day. I went to the ballpark and spoke with Ethan and spoke with Chris Kemp about him. They think very, very, very highly of Ethan Salas. And keep in mind, he's somebody who was around the Venezuelan Winter League this past year, played in a game, has some experience being in that type of environment, which is super, super competitive. So, I think it'll be a really good experience for him. I don't know where he's going to start in the minor leagues. I don't know if he will start here at the complex or if the Padres will start him at low A. I mean, he's so, so young, and he's certainly still a ways away, but I think it's pretty cool, and I think it says a lot about what the Padres feel about his talent, number one, and also the person he is, the makeup, and we heard a lot about that when we signed him. So I think it's when some of the stars go to the World Baseball Classic, we may be looking for some storylines and things to watch and talk about. I think this is going to be a pretty good one.
Sammy, great work this week. I'm glad we've got you out there. And the next time we see you, though, and have you on, should be in person when we join you from the Peoria Sports Complex beginning next Tuesday.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. By the way, before I go, I do want to just turn in my homework.
Yes.
Drew Pomeranz.
A quick report here. So Bob Melvin did talk about Drew Pomeranz today. Drew Pomeranz is throwing a side session today. And Bob Melvin said he's a little behind everybody else, but hopefully catches up, and did indicate that there's, a chance he's ready for the beginning of the season. So Drew Pomeranz is throwing a side session today. I'm sure we'll ask additional questions about Pomeranz in the following days about how he felt and all of that. But I'm going to go out to the mounds and see if I can catch Pomeranz throwing that side session, get some video. But Bob Melvin did talk about him today, and that was the update. He's throwing a side today.
Sam's so diligent about his homework. He's like me in high school.
Yeah,
just
he
make
is.
Sure he turns it in. Even if the teacher forgets, he's the guy who raises his hand and goes,
I
have my assignment to turn in, and everyone else looks and goes, she had forgotten. And all of a sudden, now you're reminding her about the homework. Thank you, Sammy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Sam Levitt on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall Chevrolet. Find new roads.